this development is being shaped by a failure to get consensus on the way forward in terms of aligning or in terms of the relationship between the GPA itself and the new constitution. Because if you look at where this argument is coming from, ZANU-PF is basically saying once a new constitution is in place, there is no need to go back to the outstanding GPA issues. We need now to move as guided by those issues in the constitution. Whereas the MDC and some of the understanding within SADC is that even after a new constitution, we still need to revisit the outstanding issues in the GPA as they have an impact on the election environment and the election itself. So there is lack of consensus, agreement and understanding in terms of the relationship between the GPA and the new constitution. So this is where everything is arising from.
ZANU-PF is saying Zimbabwe is a sovereign state and SADC cannot stop Mr. Mugabe from proclaiming an election date. What is your take on this?
Yeah, I think this is an issue that is being said, I think, from an extent where people are forgetting that the consummation of this global political agreement is due to SADC's intervention and mediation in Zimbabwe, which was also endorsed by the African Union at the summit that was held in Egypt in 2008.